the one and only Coach Jeff Ellis. How you been?
I'm good, Rich. Hey, man, it's so good to see you guys. I was always blessed with our opportunities to visit and speak pregame, postgame, all of that. So thanks for having me tonight.
Many times over the years you were here as head coach after the ball game or pregames, postgames, had some good times.
Absolutely. Rich, I tell you what, man, I know I'm biased, right? But you're one of the best, and no matter where I've been or where I've gone, there just aren't very many of them that stack up with you, Rich. So that's a testament to you and all the hard work that you put into this, man.
God bless you for that. Thank you very much. Thanks going well. How many years now as athletic director of Broken Bow now?
So this is year 7 in Broken Bow. As activities director and assistant principal. Time just flies by. Like, honestly, coming into this gym, it feels like a couple years ago I was just here coaching the girls up. But, finishing up year 7 in Broken Bow.
I've been watching you during pregame and during the game. You've talked to 1,000 people while you've been here.
Yeah, you know, this place was home for 7 years for us. You know, our kids cut their teeth here. So a lot of friends, a lot of family friends, a lot of kids that the kids remember going to school with that Drew will be playing against here coming up in the boys game. But yeah, just a lot of good people that surrounded our family with love for those years we were here in McCook.
The old coaching staff, I see coach with Darren Nichols, Justin Kowicki, Coach Tracy Fisher's down there. That crew, you guys had a ball, didn't you?
We sure did. And you know, we had some fun and we got into a little trouble with each other, and it was a blast. And so my wife had a great idea. She took a picture of all of us together because, you know, it's not very often we all can get together and see each other. You know, I'll see Darren quite a bit from time to time at AD stuff, being in the same conference, but don't get the opportunity to see T-Fish and Coach Kowicki. Kowicki ref the JV boys game, so that was kind of fun.
Did you give him static?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. You know, I told him, made sure he knew when he missed a travel or missed a call, but That was good getting to see those guys. Yep.
Your family's growing up. Your wife, Heather, I watched her over there, and she looks great. Everything's good with her, isn't it?
Everything's great with Heather, and what a blessing. And we know a lot of folks here in McCook were praying for her and praying for us as a family. So shout out to the McCook community for all those prayers. And Heather's doing great. She's in the clear. She's in remission. And now just fighting and battling every day. But, yeah, she's doing great.
You got a senior. Once again, Addie's had a great high school career. Volleyball, not playing basketball, but volleyball, that's her sport, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, moving to Broken Bow, she really just started to flourish with volleyball. And she was doing fine with basketball, too. It's just it wasn't a natural love for her, so she hung it up this year. It was painful probably more for me than her. But yeah, senior year, she chose not to play basketball, but she's loving life. And yeah, she had a great volleyball season, and she's going to have an awesome opportunity with somebody you know here coming up in July in Lincoln to play some more volleyball.
Yep, Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball Game. Congrats to Addie. Also, congratulations to your head coach, Skylar Morris. Gets a chance to coach right next with my wife, Kimberly Barnett from Southwest. And they're going to have a ton of fun with that.
They really are. And, you know, Coach Morris has done a great job up in Broken Bow with our volleyball program. So just excited for both Coach Morris and Addie to have another opportunity to put on the uniform and lace up the volleyball shoes and just kind of, you know, have a great opportunity around a bunch of great talent across the state, and to get to play for your wife and Coach Morris, that'll be a great opportunity for Addie.
What's she doing college-wise now?
She just kind of recently made a decision. She's going to go to UNK and go into elementary education. So Heather and I are both kind of excited about that, staying pretty close to home, and both Heather and I went to UNK, so we were excited that she made that decision, and she's going to be rooming with a girl that she knows really well. She's gotten to know through club volleyball from the area here, a Cambridge girl, Erin Johnson.
Sure, yeah.
I think things are just falling in the line for her, and I'm excited for Addie and all the opportunities ahead for her.
We know Erin very well from watching her at Cambridge and basketball and volleyball over there, track and field, stuff like that. So, Drew, hard to believe that little guy is in high school now.
Man, like we were talking to some folks, he was a first grader when we left, or he had finished first grade, I believe, when we left McCook. He's just become a man, you know, like everybody's kids. They just grow up right in front of your eyes, and next thing you know, you're like, wait a minute. Like Kowicki brought up the story after a big win. I don't know if they do it anymore, but the kids used to just run crazy down here on the floor. Well, Heather left She had to get home or something one night, so I was in charge. Bad move, right? Drew trips and falls and smokes his head on that bottom step, cracks his head open, and Kowicki and I had to take him to the hospital. And then he's reffing him in the JV game over there. And it's just, yeah, time flies. You guys know that. Rich, you know that. When your kids are just busy and active, you blink and they're seniors and sophomores in high school.
And you got one more at home still, too, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we do. We've got a little second grader. A little curveball there. It's great. She's, you know, Addie and Drew are going to be done. We're going to be starting all over with Ava. And it's going to be fun. It keeps us young. And, yeah, she's a blessing for our family. And she'll just keep us young. I'll be that old grandpa in the stands that she'll her friends will confuse her dad as her grandpa in the stands in high school. So I'm looking forward to those opportunities.
That's funny. You bet. And Broken Bow, you love the town. You love what they do at the school there, don't you?
Broken Bow's been a great place. It was kind of home away from home as a kid. I had both sets of grandparents live there, and my parents were from there. So it was a good move. There was some familiarity to it when we went there, and we've loved it. And it's crazy to think and believe we've been there for 7 years now. So, yeah, it's a great place. Great place for the kids. Great place to raise a family. It's very similar to McCook. Just rooted with great people and a great community that just wraps your arms around you. And you just live and watch and enjoy everybody's kids together competing.
And a lot of your relatives on both sides are still around within driving distance, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Heather's and I's both all around the Broken Bow, Elwood, Johnson Lake, Kearney area. So yeah, this is it's home. It's great. It's been a great move.